In the middle of Alfredo Batista's brain, there is a tall gray filing cabinet, frequently opened. The drawers are deep, the folders fattened with a lifetime of regrettable moments. There is, tucked away toward the back, a list of women whose phone numbers he never asked for. There are the debts accrued. In the bottom drawer, in separate folders, there are the things he never learned to do. Drive an automobile, throw a knuckleball, tie a knot in a cherry stem using only his tongue. What else? In the top drawer, there's a file recounting the evening he left the Mets game early, thinking the run deficit insurmountable. There is the "Why didn't I wear a condom" folder. There is, this one surprisingly thin, the "Crimes against my brother" folder. Alfredo is only 19 years old, and already his cabinet overflows with files, none of them collecting dust, each one routinely inspected. All it takes is a random word, a face in passing, and a memory blooms. A cabinet drawer slides open. An intracranial research librarian, Alfredo imagines him bespectacled, with frayed pant cuffs and dandruff on his shoulders, waddles over to the open drawer, plucks out the appropriate file, and passes it on to the brain's well-staffed and efficiently run Department of Regret. Here, unable to help himself, Alfredo scrutinizes the folder. He recreates the event's sensory details. He goes over, with sick and meticulous precision, exactly what was said and, of course, what was not said. He relinks the chain of events. A new folder is to be added. It will be labeled with today's date, June 14th, 2002. And above that, in blocky capital letters, a name, Shiffrin, Vladimir. "Who's Vladimir Shiffrin?" Alfredo says. Winston, a dark-skinned Haitian with long, delicate fingers, pulls down on the brim of his Spider-Man hat. He looks over his shoulder, drops his voice to a conspiratorial whisper. "From what I understand," he says, "Vladimir is a drug dealer." "This is why you call me?" Alfredo says. "Why you wake me up? Drag me over here?"